In today's reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to the end of that chapter, and chapter 5, 1, Paul speaks of the living faith. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed, and so I spoke, we also believe, and therefore we also speak, because we know that the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus, and will present us with you in his presence. Indeed, everything is for your sake, so that grace, when it has extended to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For our slight momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We are grateful to God for the wonderful Vacation Bible School that we have had the past week. Again, thanks to everyone who was part of the VBS. Everyone has done a wonderful job. Thank you. It was the camp firelight and its main character. She's sitting right there, is a friendly and fun firefly puppet. And her name is Lou, so we will remember Lou's name. It's short for Lumen, actually. Barbara Jo was the puppet master, and Carmen was her voice master. What a perfect team. Yeah, good job, and thank you. Now, speaking of fireflies, fireflies are God's amazing creatures. Fireflies are also known as lightning bugs and glow worms. I have learned a few interesting facts about fireflies. Fireflies are not flies, but are actually beetles. They do not sting or bite. They are harmless. Fireflies can be even beneficial to gardens because, especially when they are larvae, they eat slugs and snails that can damage plants. Yes, they are good insects. It is known that there are about 2,000 species of fireflies around the world, and just a few species exist in the United States. They can be found in every state of the U.S. except Hawaii. They tend to be very active from mid-May through mid-June, especially in southern states. So fireflies can be a sign of the beginning of the summer season. Interestingly, a couple weeks ago, while driving, I happened to listen to the NPR, National Public Radio's program, All Things Considered. It was reported that almost every year, thousands of fireflies emerge in South Carolina to put on a mind-blowing firefly light show. Yes, fireflies are amazing and fascinating creatures in nature. Unlike any other insects or animals, they carry and shine bright light everywhere, especially at night. One or two lights might not be bright enough in the dark, but can you imagine thousands and thousands of fireflies illuminate and flash at the same time? That would be truly amazing and beautiful. You know, these days, people love to watch drone light shows. Have you seen it, right? Last Tuesday, I took a TV screenshot during America's Got Talent, and it was the amazing drone show as the last segment by a team of drone operators with about 1,000 drones in the sky of Pasadena, where America's Got Talent was taking place. Every synchronized move was simply perfect and fantastic. Yet, those drones are artificial and need battery power. On the other hand, these fireflies are 100% natural, 100% real, 100% beautiful, and no batteries are needed. When I was growing up as a child in Korea, I still remember the times when I saw fireflies in the forest in countryside. I was always fascinated by fireflies' self-illuminating abilities. It's a God-given, unique, and special lifelong gift for the fireflies. Sadly, the lifespan of fireflies is only about 2 months, but at least they get to enjoy their firelight power, sharing the beautiful built-in natural light with their surroundings and people. Comparing their lifespan with a regular house fly, they are so annoying, right? They have a lifespan of 15 to 30 days. Fireflies have a longer lifespan. You probably know that a mayfly's lifespan is only one day, right? I'm sure you have heard of the humor about a housefly hanging out with a mayfly in the backyard. When evening comes, the housefly says, "See you tomorrow," and mayfly asks, "What's tomorrow?" Anyhow, unlike fireflies, we human beings have no self-illuminating power. Let me share with you the next screen. It's a photo of a man sitting in the dark room. Yeah, can you see that man sitting? A man is supposed to be there in the middle of the room. No, you cannot see him. Obviously, you cannot see him at all, because it's too dark to see him. He has no power source, no self-illuminating power. Unlike some nocturnal animals, we human beings cannot see or shine anything in the dark. We completely become blind at night if without any light source. Amazingly, though, during daytime, we can breathe, move, think, and talk while living without any battery powers, right? But we are not capable of self-generating any light like fireflies are. Nevertheless, our average lifespan is definitely much longer than fireflies' lifespan. In 2024, this year, it has been reported that a man's average life expectancy in the U.S. is about 76.1 years, and a woman, 81.1 years, according to the World Population Review. You know, if you are living longer than that, you are so blessed, right? But it could be longer and could be shorter. There is no guarantee that you could live up to that average age. Psalmist already confesses about the lifespan of human beings in Psalm. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we are strong, Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Exactly. Everything in life rapidly moves, and we fly away. Yes, life is short, and even our life is full of toil and trouble. So, while living all with all kinds of challenges and risks, where does your help come from? Psalmist confesses in the Bible, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, your ultimate help comes from God, your creator and your sustainer. Our lives are in God's hands, and our God is good all the time. With this assurance and conviction, you should not be afraid of anything in your life, no matter what. Psalm 56:3 was the key Bible verse for this year's Vacation Bible School. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Every child who attended the Camp Firefly VBS can memorize this verse. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. You can always trust in God in everything, but especially when you are afraid, put your trust in God more than ever. Jesus also encourages you in the Gospel of John. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. From this morning's 2 Corinthians text, Apostle Paul teaches you how to illuminate for the rest of your life. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. If you are only focused on your outer nature that is wasting away, you would be always limited and might be barely living in the dark, hopelessly. Thus, take heart by following and dwelling in the true light in your life. Jesus proclaims in John, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world and the light of your life. Sometimes, or many times, you think you are going through some degree of hardships and trials, problems in your life. I know it can be painful and devastating in various ways. That's why Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians text to encourage you, for our slight momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. How can you be strong? Paul explains in the next verse, because we look at not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Yes, it's a life-changing paradigm shift moment on your life. In Christ, you are now capable of seeing what cannot be seen, which is eternal. I still remember when I was attending a national mission conference, which was held at University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, about 30 years ago. After the conference and before going back to the airport, I was visiting my younger brother, who was at the time living in downtown Chicago. It was my first time visiting Chicago, and he wanted to show me the best sky view in Chicago downtown from the Sears Tower, a 101-story famous building. Have you ever, anybody seen it? Sears Tower? Right now it's called the Willis Tower. Anyhow, when I got to the sky deck on that day, the sign says, "Today's admission is free." So, oh, that's good. So we were so excited to see the best view, sky view of Chicago for free. So we took the elevator to the 103rd floor nonstop. Interestingly, there were only two buttons in the sky deck elevator, first floor and 103rd floor. Anyhow, we arrived at the 103rd floor. The whole floor had all four directions with all the transparent windows. Wow. However, unfortunately, due to the severe fog condition, everything was gloomy, foggy, blurry, and dark. We couldn't even see any single object or a building from the sky deck. No wonder it was a free admission. We waited and waited, but nothing happened. So we gave up and came down. On the way out, we realized that we had missed another notice sign at the cashier window. It says, "Today's visibility, zero." The view was supposed to be like this on a good day. Yeah, beautiful, right? But with the visibility zero, this view was like this. Even though we cannot see anything because of the foggy weather condition or darkness without light, it doesn't mean that the whole city is just an illusion or a fake reality. Everything is real and everything is still there, but you cannot see anything because of either your eyesight, bad eyesight, or something blocking your views like the fog or other condition. I know it is hard and challenging for us to see any abstract concept or any spiritual things, but that does not mean those terms like faith, hope, or love are not real. Verse 18 emphasizes what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Exactly. Everything you see, everything you can see, is temporary. Yet, even though you cannot see with your own physical eyes, you need to realize that what cannot be seen is eternal. And in order to see eternal and spiritual realities, you must have your own power source to open your spiritual eyes. Surprisingly, in the gospel, Jesus goes further and beyond. In Matthew 5, the chapter of the Beatitude, Jesus preaches that you are not only the salt of the earth, but also the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Yes. Please pay attention here. Jesus does not say you will become the light of the world, or you should work harder to be the light of the world. But simply and bluntly, you are the light of the world. Yes, indeed, you are the light. So what are you supposed to do, or what are you expected to do as the light of the world? Jesus tells us why in verse 16. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. We can come back to 2 Corinthians text, verse 14. Because we know that the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you in this presence. Remember, every time we celebrate Holy Communion, we always confess and affirm our faith in Christ by singing, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. With this resurrection faith and eternal glory, we can live a meaningful and loving life here and now. In 1740, Charles Wesley wrote, Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, lover of my soul, is an expression of faith and dependence on Christ's unfailing love. The first verse starts, Jesus, lover of my soul, lend me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. And the fourth verse, plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life, the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. It's beautiful. My brothers and sisters in Christ, our life journey might be challenging, risky, or even dangerous in many ways. However, take heart. We can always trust in our God who is guiding us with the heavenly light. We have Jesus, lover of our souls. Yes, Jesus is lover of your soul. Just as the children learned from the Vacation Bible School, we can also share the firelight focus in five main lesson points. Number one, trust God to go with us. Number two, trust God to lead the way. Trust God to share the wisdom. Trust God to give us peace. And trust God to spark joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.